Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of October 18, 2024 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. Remember that we're not bowling next Friday, October 25. We originally scheduled to be off for those who wanted to go to the SBBA tournament. So since we had planned to be off, we're still going to take the day. So enjoy a free Friday. Dates to remember. Annual Gutterthon on Bake Sale. We'll have our fall bake sale and Gutterthon night on Friday, November 3. Be thinking about what you will make. If you don't bake, feel free to find a friend who does. And get a donation. ABBA Mail-O-Graphic will be bowled January 3rd, which is our first rent night back after the holiday break. The $6 entry fee will be due by November 3, so we can get the list sent in. Please remember that Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday so that she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know that they have a spot. Zelda's contact information, email zelda2152@gmail.com, telephone 443-629-0018. This is week 5, lane assignments. Lane 35, team 7, hangmen. Lane 36, team 1, sharpshooters. Lane 37, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 38, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 39, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 40, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 41, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 42, Team 2, Strike Time. Subs 4 tonight. Lane 36, Team 1, Out, Jerry Graham, Vacant Spot. Lane 39, Team 3, Out, Matt Bowers, in, Monique. Lane 41, Team 5, out, Miriam Dixon, in, Loretta Tony. And Lane 42, Team 2, out, Warren Scott, in, David Saylor. According to Jerry Mintz, the SBBA tournament director, it is still on for next week, so good luck to those who read these notes and who are going. The Challenged Athletes Foundation grant applications are now open, beginning October 7 until December 6. The application is available at the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter, and you can talk to Leticia for more information about the process. Jeff Tucker has a number of CBA t-shirts, hats, and bowling towels available to sell at a discount. Let him know if you'd like any of the following items. His phone number is 919-832-4982. T-shirts are $5. Hats are also $5. Towels are $2.50 and luggage tags are $1. We have some DVDs with James Benton and Rod Best bowling at a CBA tournament available also. They are $2.50 each. T-shirts, size small, one red, one light green, one dark green. Size medium, one red, one light green, one navy. Large, two light green, one navy, one black. Size XL, one red, two light green, one black. Two XL, two red, two light green, three black. Three XL, two red, two light two dark green, one navy, two black. And size 4XL, one red, two light green. Hats, four red, four light green, two dark green, two black, and two khaki brown. Bowling towels, all are blue. They're microfiber with writing in yellow. And finally, luggage tags, they're white with blue writing on them. Heavy plastic with a place to put your name and address. Some have asked about outlaw clothing items. I need a dozen items to make an order, so if you want something, please email it to me at outlawtaxi.dat outlawtaxi@gmail.com. That's outlawtaxi@gmail.com. And I'll add it to the list. When I'm getting close, I'll let everybody know that I'll be putting the order in. The fishing tournament has been canceled. Due to the devastating impact of Hurricane Helene in North Carolina, the 2024 North Carolina Lions Visually Impaired Fishing Tournament has been canceled. The Board of Directors made this difficult decision at its meeting on September 30, with an overwhelming sentiment that funds typically used for the tournament would be better directed to disaster relief efforts. Executive Director Gwen White shared that many participants and volunteers who normally attend the three-day event in October have been affected by the hurricane. Our thoughts are with everyone impacted, and we are committed to supporting our community during this challenging time. Stay safe, and thank you for your understanding and support. Our secretary, Miriam Dixon, has asked that team captains be more careful when filling out the sheets in the envelopes each week, noting when there is a substitute, what each person is paying for, and making sure all names are listed with the correct amounts. Raffle tickets. The Raleigh Outlaws will have a cash raffle fundraiser beginning on Friday, October 11. The winning ticket will be drawn our first night of bowling after Christmas, January 3rd. Prizes are $50, $100, and $150, and tickets will be sold for $2 for one ticket or three tickets for $5. We encourage everyone to participate, and there will be a mystery prize for the person who sells the most tickets. Those of you who love candy and nuts may remember in years past when the Lioness Club sold the Terry Lynn nuts as a fundraiser. Now we can order them and support the AVBA in the process. Click on the link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter to order, and your selection will be shipped directly to you. And for those who love all things pumpkin spice, they currently have a limited supply of pumpkin spice pecans available. You know the quality of these nuts and candies, so if you want to support AVBA, here is a tasty way to do so. Opportunity for laptop users to have input and make a little money. We have another opportunity for people with blindness or low vision to participate in an upcoming usability study. It's Lenovo again, and they have indicated that they want new testers. So you can apply, and we are allowed to select two people who participated earlier. Please forward this to anyone that can help get the word out or that might be interested. Here are the details of the study. We are seeking participants for an upcoming study to review early-stage laptop prototypes that represent new concepts. Participants will be able to give feedback for their attitude, preferences, and use of each concept. This study is an in-person event. You must be within 20 to 30 miles of the Raleigh-Durham area in order to participate. Available dates and times, October 28-November 1, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Compensation, a $100 gift card. Session length, 90 minutes. Location, exact address provided, if selected, located in the Research Triangle Park. Selection criteria, must be 18 years or older. Must use a laptop regularly. Mix of personal and professional use is okay. Must express interest in laptop form factors. Must be able to clearly communicate preferences and or areas of improvement on laptop experiences. To sign up, please use the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter. If selected, we will be in touch. Information regarding the upcoming general election. 2024 general election dates and deadlines. September 6, county boards of elections began mailing absentee ballots to eligible voters who submitted a ballot request form. October 11, voter registration deadline, 5 p.m., in person, by U.S. mail or online. For info on how to register to vote, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. October 17, in-person early voting begins. Same-day registration available. For info on same-day registration, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. October 29, absentee ballot request deadline, 5 p.m. November 2nd, in-person early voting ends at 3 p.m. November 5 is general election day and the deadline for the absentee ballot return, which is 7:30 p.m. Here are early voting sites, dates and times. For the various sites, these applies to all of them. Thursday, October 17, Friday, October 18, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 19, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, October 20, noon until 3 p.m. Monday, October 21 through Friday, October 25, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 22nd, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, October 27, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Monday, October 28th through Friday, November 1st, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturday, November 2nd, the final day, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. Note, a photo ID will be required in order to vote. Any registered voter in the county may go to any early voting site to vote. If you missed the voter registration deadline on October 11 and you have lived in your county for 30 days or more, you may register and vote the same day. Online accessible voting in North Carolina in 2024. North Carolina visually impaired voters have a number of ways to vote, but most of these methods rely on the voter getting help from a family member, a trusted neighbor, or even election workers. These approaches do not allow for the voter to be able to vote privately and independently. This is of fundamental importance to most voters. Previously, the exception to this is the in-person use of a special ballot marking device. Examples: Hart Verity Touch Writer, used in Chatham County, ENS Express Vote, used in Durham County, ENS AutoMark, used in Orange County. There are a number of issues with these machines. Chief among them is the need to get to the polling place to vote in person. As of the 2020 election, North Carolina visually impaired voters have the ability to request and vote an absentee ballot online, independently and privately, without the need to get to the polls in person. This article aims to assist in publicizing of the online accessible absentee ballot option and gives guidance on learning how to take advantage of this capability. A very good overview of the process for voting using the accessible ballot is available by clicking on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. The How It Works section will walk you through the process of requesting, accessing, marking, and returning the accessible absentee ballot. Note that the web pages and forms are all compatible with screen readers and allow for entering signatures digitally. Note also that, as for anyone voting absentee, you must have two witnesses that sign or type, attesting that they have witnessed you marking your ballot and verify your identity. They are not, however, to observe how you vote. You can practice locating, marking, and returning a demo ballot at any time through the NC Absentee Demo Ballot Portal by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter. Much more information about the voting options for voters with disabilities, including help for those in care facilities, curbside voting, requesting ballots in alternative formats like large print, etc., can be found by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter. If you are blind or visually impaired and need assistance with any aspect of voting, please first contact your county board of elections. If you are not familiar with your county's board of elections, you may find it by clicking on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. You may also contact the NC Board of Elections ADA Coordinator, Allison Blackman, at adacoordinator@ncsbe.gov or by telephone at 919-814-0705 or by U.S. Mail at 6400 Mail Service Center, Raleigh, NC, 27699-6400. Follows are a series of ways for the visually impaired to vote in North Carolina. To access them, please click on the internet link for each item as they appear in your email copy of the newsletter. Help for Voters with Disabilities. Accessible Absentee Voting. Absentee Ballot Portal. Curbside Voting. And Help for People in Care Facilities, MAT. Please note, as a result of a recent court order, an absentee voter who needs assistance voting due to a disability generally may receive assistance from any person they choose. Now we have some recommendations for the visually impaired voters. There are four case examples here. And each one is going to make a statement about something about you, such as privacy and how you can get to the polls, et cetera, and what your options are for that case. So, case number one, you do not care about the absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You can get to the polls. You do have an acceptable voter ID. You have three options. Go to the poll and get your spouse or a friend to help mark the ballot. Go to the polls and get a poll worker to help you mark the ballot. Or go to the poll and do curbside voting. Case number two, you happen to live in a care facility and you do not care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You cannot get to the polls or you have mobility issues, but you do have an acceptable voter ID. You have a single option. That is to work with an MAT, that is multi-partisan assistance team that is referenced above. Case number three, you do care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You can get to the polls. You do have an acceptable voter ID. You have one option here. Go to the poll and use the ballot marking machine there. Note, you will need some training on using the machine from the election staff. Case number four, you do care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You cannot get to the polls or you have mobility issues. You want to mark and send your ballot as soon as possible. Well, you have one option here. Use the accessible online absentee ballot portal to request, mark, and submit your ballot online by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter. And use option one to request a vote using the online accessible absentee ballot. And then, once approved by email, use option three to access, mark, and submit the accessible ballot itself. Notes. First of all, you will need a computer or touchscreen device such as an iPad. Number two, you will need some training on the process. Number three, you will need two witnesses to complete the process. And number four, you can waive the voter ID requirement, which is part of the process. And that's it. Hope you all vote. Remember, November 5th, a Tuesday. Save the date. Celebrate with Arts Access. Join us as we culminate this milestone year with our Ruby celebration, marking our 40th anniversary. Enjoy the fun evening of entertainment, fabulous food, live and silent auctions, awards and recognitions, and more. Tickets are available on artsaccessinc.org. When? Friday, November 15th, 2024, from 7 to 10 p.m. Where? Marbles Kids Museum, 201 East Harget Street, Raleigh, NC, 27601. Next up is the Governor Moorhead Foundation Season of Giving event. It will be held on Tuesday, November 7th at 6:30 p.m. in the Governor Moorhead School Dining Hall, 301 Ash Avenue. Single tickets are available for $35 per person. Included in this evening's activities will be a banquet, student performances, a silent auction, and more. To purchase tickets, please click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. For more information about the Governor Moorhead Foundation and this event, please visit the following email web address, https://governormoorheadfoundation.org. Please note, this is the confirmed correct date. The website has not been updated yet. More details will be announced in the near future, but please be aware of the following upcoming event. Christmas Without Lights Holiday Celebration is scheduled for December 7. Now it's time for some recipes that will bowl you over. Santa Fe chicken salad. Here are your ingredients. 4 boneless, skinless chicken breasts. 1 can, 15 ounces of black beans, drained and rinsed. 1 can, 15 ounces of corn, drained. 1 can, 10 ounces of diced tomatoes with green chilies, undrained. 1/2 cup salsa. 1/2 cup chicken broth. 1 packet taco seasoning. 1 teaspoon cumin. Salt and pepper to taste. 1/4 cup fresh cilantro, chopped. 1 lime cut into wedges. Mixed greens or romaine lettuce for serving. And toppings, avocado slices, shredded cheese, sour cream, tortilla strips, parentheses optional. What are you going to do with all that? Well, you're going to place the chicken breasts in the bottom of your slow cooker. Add the black beans, corn, diced tomatoes, salsa, chicken broth, taco seasoning, cumin, salt, and pepper. Stir to combine. Then cover and cook on low for 6 to 8 hours or on high for 3 to 4 hours until the chicken is tender and fully cooked. Remove the chicken and shred it with 2 forks. Return it to the slow cooker and stir in fresh cilantro and lime juice. Serve the chicken mixture over a bed of mixed greens or romaine lettuce, topped with your favorite toppings such as avocado, shredded cheese, sour cream, or tortilla strips. Squeeze lime wedges over the salad before serving for extra flavor. And why don't you top that off with this dessert? Cherry pie bars. Your ingredients for the bars. 1 cup unsalted butter softened. 2 cups granulated sugar. 4 eggs. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. 1 teaspoon of almond extract. Now, I'm guessing on that because it just starts with the word teaspoon. It doesn't have a number before it. But based on the fact that they want 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, let us presume that it's 1 teaspoon of almond extract. 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 cans, 21 ounces each, of cherry pie filling. My problem with that is I'd probably eat the cherry pie filling before I do anything with it. You're going to have a glaze for these bars. You need 1 cup of powdered sugar. Again, I guess it's 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract and 1 teaspoon of almond extract and 2 tablespoons of milk. Your instructions. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 175 centigrade. Grease a 9x13 inch pan with nonstick spray. In a large bowl, cream together the softened butter and granulated sugar until light and fluffy. Add the eggs 1 at a time, beating well after each addition. Mix in the vanilla and almond extracts. In a separate bowl, whisk together the all-purpose flour and salt. Gradually add the dry ingredients to the creamed mixture, mixing until just combined. Spread 3 cups of the batter evenly over the bottom of the prepared pan. Spoon the cherry pie filling over the batter, spreading it out evenly. Add dollops of the remaining batter over the cherry filling. Bake in a preheated oven for 35 to 40 minutes or until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean and the top is lightly golden brown. If using a 15 by 10 inch pan, the bake time may be a bit shorter, around 30 minutes. Cool completely. You're going to have to make the glaze next before you get to enjoy it all. In a small bowl, whisk together the powdered sugar, vanilla extract, almond extract, and milk until smooth. Drizzle the glaze over the cooled bars. Sounds good. Here's your bowling schedule for the rest of the year of 2024. September 27, that's week 4, you're bowling. October 4, off ACB State Convention in Greensboro. October 11, week 5, bowl. October 18, week 6, bowl. October 25, off. SBBA tournament in Daytona, October 25 to 27. November 1, week 7, bowl. Gutterthon and bake sale. Break until January 3rd. Tentative date for Christmas dinner is December 14. Details to be announced. You have been listening to Spare Times, news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of October 18, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush at the editor at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions or issues about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.